Good morning again. Thank you so much, Rusty. That was a great message. Sure good to see you again. We want to welcome all of you here visiting this morning. Are there any first-time visitors here this morning that want to introduce? Yes. Can you tell us your name?
Oh, my name is Kim Watt.
Kim, nice to have you here. Do you live in this area?
Not yet.
Not yet. Oh, that says a lot in that statement. Okay, well, it's good to have you here today. Any other first-time visitors? All right, it's great to see everybody here. We've got a pretty packed house. Of course, don't forget, today is First Sunday, which means that we're having a luncheon today. And also don't forget that right after the luncheon, trickle back in, and I'll be doing the old-time singing here. Now, I won't have my banjo here this morning. I've got some arthritic things going on in my hand. But we'll still sing up a storm, so come on back in, and we'll do that for a few minutes as well. So let's go ahead and go into our prayer requests, and Phil's got the microphone. Talk into the microphone, tell us your name, and we'll put you on the prayer list. Here's Louise right here.
I'm Louise. I got a phone call. I was going to ride to church with
surveys.
And names just don't come to me, but Mr. Surveys said that he and Linda were up all night. He took her to the hospital because her legs were really in pain and swollen, and they spent the night at the hospital.
Right.
Didn't get home until 6 o'clock or something like that, when it was about that time that he called me and said that they wouldn't be able to give me a ride to church. And I said, well, I can call Jim. I know he'll be able to. So anyway, she was feeling better by the time they got home, but they were exhausted from being up all night. So our prayers to the Surveys family and hoping that she'll be back with us next week.
Thank you, Louise. And let's add to that, Pete, that Linda has her heart surgery, the ablation, on Tuesday at Hillcrest. So let's keep that in mind as well. Thank you, Louise. Other prayer requests on this side. Yes, Debbie?
Yeah, my name's Debbie, and I talked to Mary Stonecipher, and she has another infection. She had to go to the doctor and stuff, and they gave her some more medicine and stuff, and she wasn't feeling good. She's chilling quite a bit and stuff, but I told her that I'd ask for prayers for her, and she said to tell everybody that she loves and misses them, and she'll be so glad when she can get started back into church and be here every Sunday. And my daughter, mm-hmm. Paige, is having a lot of trouble with her heart, and they are going to have to do surgery on it, and just ask for prayers for that.
Thank you, Debbie, and thank you for sharing that about Paige. Phil, Charlie, did you have anything? Right up here with Casey. And go ahead and let Steve share this morning.
Hi, I'm Kay. Okay. I'd like for us to pray for a young woman named Sandy. She lives in North Carolina, and Sandy's being a team leader for a group to Honduras to share the gospel with people in that area. Sandy's not a minister. She's a physician assistant, but very zealous young woman on fire for Christ, and this is probably about her third or fourth trip to Honduras. I'd like for us to pray for Sandy. Also, for our grandson, Beckham, he's in seventh grader. He had surgery on his elbow this last week and was very anxious about the surgery, but it went well, and he was even fascinated with the operating room and stuff. But he's hurting now. The recovery is hard. And so I'd like for you to pray for Beckham, and also for our military first responders, our policemen and firemen. We are anxious, somewhat, we're concerned.
Yes.
About their role in
Exactly. Thank you, Kay. No, just up here, Phil, with Casey. While he's coming up for Casey, pray for Beth and myself. We're traveling to St. Joseph, Illinois this week to go see our son, grandkids, and whatnot. It's been a few days up there. I'll also remind most of you know this, but Beth and I have sold our home, and we're moving to the North Houston area of a little town called Willis. August 24th will be our last day here. So just keep us in prayer for a smooth transition. Casey?
My name's Casey. I've got two of them. The first one is I've been offered a full-time preaching gig in Okmulgee.
Wonderful.
I'm not sure if I'm going to take it and pack on that kind of load with myself yet, but just pray for direction and God's guidance in that decision. The second one is God's asked me to do something pretty difficult. I won't go into details, but it's been a struggle for me. And so just pray for strength.
Strength, absolutely. Yes, Walter?
I wanted to just share with everybody, our son that was here last week came for VBS with his kids.
But yes.
We had the privilege of baptizing him last Sunday evening.
That is wonderful. That, nothing's finer than a father baptizing children. That's great, Walter. Other prayer requests on this side? Let's go to the other side. Any prayer requests? There's Vic. Yes, Lynn?
Just asking for continued prayer for our son and daughter-in-law, Amy and Jason Knight, their recovery from the accident. He had successful hand surgery. He has screws and plates that will remain there indefinitely. And we found out that her neck injury is a C1 and C2 fracture. But I can't believe her resilience. She is up and around, and then she's down. Of course, she has good days and bad days. But when she's up and around, and it's encouraging. So just
great.
Please pray for continued recovery.
Thank you, Lynn. And then Vicki, okay. Yeah, give that to Vicki real quick. There you go.
I'm Vicki.
Decisions, decisions, Phil.
I've brought up my mother-in-law, Betty Davidson, 96. She's in hospice, and I just asked for her just to, you know, it's just really hard, the situation being this far apart, but just hearing what's going on, and just ask that God would just be merciful to her and just give her peace and, you know, just allow the people that are helping her to understand her needs.
Thank you. And then Jessica?
My name is Jessica, and I wanted to thank everyone for the prayers for my mindset at work to be changed and to be focused on the kingdom. Mm-hmm. I got to say thank you. It helped so much. I changed my attitude, and everything's so much better when your attitude's focused on Christ and the things that really matter. I actually, every week, I've had opportunity to pray with different people, and this week I had, you know, two opportunities to pray with coworkers, really tough issues going on, and wow, I'm so thankful that God gives me that opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you, Jessica. And Phil, right up front here.
This is my first time, so sorry if I'm a little bit nervous. My cousin Mordecai has been struggling finding a job, and she has an interview today, and I just want you all to pray that she gets her job.
You bet. Thank you for sharing that. Appreciate it. Very, very well spoken. Thank you. Yes, back to the back. Christine?
Yeah, my name is Christine. A former coworker at Cookson. She is having a very difficult time. Her name is Molly. She just has been having some issues with her children and just trying to figure out what to do with her life. And then she found out that she's got some health issues too, and they're thinking it might be cancer. At first they thought it was fibroids, and now they're thinking more it could be cancer. And so she's just really struggling, and I just would ask if you could pray for Molly.
Thank you, Christine. Any other prayer requests? I don't want to miss anyone. All right, with that said, thank you. Phil goes to Pete over here, and we'll have our prayer song.
Heavenly Father, you've blessed us so much today. You've given us words of wisdom to spread your word throughout our world. And I pray that you will encourage us to do that. Father, we thank you for Kim being here this morning. I pray that you'll bring her back time after time, that you'll help us to wrap our arms around her and love her. Father, for Linda's surveys as she's going through her physical trials, Father, you are a blessing. You will protect her. You've given her the nursing staff, the doctors, all those that work around her. I pray that you'll guide them, Father, and as she gets ready for her heart ablation, I pray that you'll calm her, that you'll bless her. Father, for Mary Stonecipher, I just pray that you will help her to get through this infection, that you'll bring those that need to be around her to help her to heal. And for Debbie's daughter, Paige, I just pray that you will guide the doctors and nurses as they evaluate and as they get ready to do whatever is necessary for her heart issues. Father, we pray for Sandy, the team leader that's going to lead a group to, I take it, medical missionaries to Honduras. I just pray that you'll bless her and bless this whole group. Keep them safe, but help them to minister for you in this area. For Beckham, I thank you that his surgery on his elbow went well, and I just pray that you'll can help him to continue to recover. Father, for our first responders, whatever they may be doing, whether it's putting out a fire or responding to a medical emergency or whatever the case might be, that you will keep them safe and you'll give them the wisdom when they get on scene to do what is necessary. Guide them, Father. Keep them safe. For Joe and traveling to Illinois, I pray that you'll keep them safe as they travel. And also bless them as they leave this place, as they move away. Father, we will miss them. I pray that your blessings will be upon them. Casey, full-time ministry, full-time preaching offer. I pray that you'll guide him as he prays and as he works through this, so he will be guided to do what is what you want him to do, Father. Father, you give us all opportunities to minister in various ways. And I pray that Casey will be able to use his skills that you've blessed him with through your Holy Spirit to be used for your purpose. Father, we have good news that Walter baptized his son, and that is a glorious thing. That is a joyful time, a time of pride, but a time of ministry. And I pray that you'll help him to help Walter to continue to bless his son with guidance and with love. Father, for Amy and Jason Knight, as they recover from an accident, I pray that you will bless them, that you will guide the medical staff as they work around them, help them to heal well. Father, for Betty Davidson, who's in hospice, I pray that you will bless the staff around her, help them to meet her needs, help them to see her needs, and as she goes through her days. Let there be comfort. Let there be a time that she can have joy in her life as she prepares for the end. I pray your blessings will be upon her. For Jessica, as she continues to minister at work, and I thank you for helping her to see the ministry that is there, and I pray that you will continue to guide her and lead people to her as she ministers to them in their needs in her work. For Mordecai, as she gets ready for a job interview, I pray that you'll calm her spirit, that you'll walk beside her, make your presence known in her life. Thank you, Father. And for Molly, as she is dealing with family issues and dealing with health issues, I just pray your hand will be upon her. Your hand of comfort and your hand of grace and love, that you will continue to bless her as she goes through these times of trial. Father, bring people around her to encourage her, to love her. Make your presence known in her life. Thank you, Father. Thank you for letting us be here as a church, letting us be together. In your son's name I pray. Amen.